Hello.
Good morning, Juan. This is
Yes.
Sean from Legacy
Yes.
Insurance Group. How are you today?
Good, good.
Hey, so I just got your email. Do you have any pictures of the damage to the fence, Juan? I'm just trying to get a better understanding of the extent of the damage.
Yes, I could send you some pictures.
Now, when you say four different parts of the fence, you're talking about like four different, like
It's
four.
like on a corner, on a corner of the house, the panels,
Oh, the pan. Okay.
the panel, you know, the panels of the fence.
I'll know for sure what you're referencing when you send over some photos, but my guess is, Juan, if there is damage caused to the fence, the damage is going to be far less than your deductible. So in a situation like that, I would hire a handyman to help you with the simple repairs because the purpose of your insurance policy is to cover catastrophic damage.
Yeah,
And
I
so,
understand that. I was just asking. Let me send you the picture. Maybe after that you can let me know.
yeah, best advice that I could give is normally it would make sense to submit a claim if the damage exceeds your deductible by a ratio of
I don't
like,
even know what was the deductible on ours.
yeah, it's a
Is that
thousand
something?
dollars. So if the damage is a 3-to-1 ratio, if it's more than $3,000 worth of damage, then financially it can make sense to use your insurance policy. But if it's going to be less damage than that, then it's best to just handle
Because
outside of insurance.
I already have a quote to fix the fence, and it's around 1700.
1700.
So, yeah.
Are you getting a brand new fence put in?
Well, it's just for four panels
Well, that seems.
from the same people who did the fence.
Well, that seems awfully expensive.
I understand. That's
Now I
why.
know the cost of lumber has gone up, sure, but I recall when
Oh,
we
but
had.
this is not a lumber fence. This is the plastic ones, you know.
Oh, I see. Yeah, why don't you send over some photos so we can see the extent of the damage. What
Yeah,
exactly
I mean I could try to. Because when the guy sent me that, I said, nah, this guy is taking advantage. But because I think I could lower that proposal of that guy. I mean, if I go and hire somebody else.
Yeah.
So, but
You got to figure out.
I wanted to have all the options, you know, so I can present
Certainly.
that also to my boss, who is my wife. Yeah, because
Yeah.
she's saying, you know, hey, we should try to find out, I mean, if any warranty here, but I don't know.
That does sound like quite a bit, even for the non-wooden fences, like.
Yeah, I mean, I seen it at the Home Depot. They're about $180 for each panel, so we're looking there, 800 plus. So these guys are charging me more than like 800, double for the labor, you know.
Yeah. Well,
I think I
there's
can.
probably a good amount of options within your area that you could get other estimates for.
Yeah, I understand that, but I
It's
wanted to. Let me send you the pictures and let's get your thoughts about it, okay?
okay. What exactly happened to the fence? The tree fall?
No. There was a storm. The storm. I mean, just like a storm.
Was there
Rain
more
and
wind
wind.
damage?
Yeah. All the
Okay.
neighborhood. All the neighborhood. If you go to our neighborhood right now, I mean, you will see a few of the fences are gone.
Wow.
One guy lost half of his roof. The other lady got most of the siding on the side of the house is gone. So it was quite a very strong storm.
Yeah, it sounds like this, like when there are storms, West Virginia seems to get hit a little harder as far as like the hail. What's the weather like this week?
The weather is not bad. I mean, it's been like sunny, you know. We haven't had rain since about 2 weeks, but I don't know.
Okay. The only reason I'm asking is because I'm going to West Virginia later this week to the New River Gorge. But I think this is still maybe, you know, 3 or 4 hours from your city.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's not bad. Weather is not bad, but it was just before, I mean, the last about 2 weeks that there were a lot of storms. And I mean, it came through our neighborhood and did a lot of damage to the homes. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are lucky that we only had those panels gone, you know, but I'm trying to see how to resolve the matter. I mean, it's not like something that is killing me or anything like that, but my wife is saying, hey, we should ask, you know, all the options that we have and see which one is the best, and we'll proceed from there.
Sure. Well, send the photos over, and I'll give you my best recommendation. And
okay. That'll be great, my friend. That'll be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a preliminary suggestion would be minor damage like that would be best handled outside of insurance, just because after paying the deductible and then with the surcharge that gets applied to the policy, you'll end up paying more in the long run.
Yeah.
Because any kind of claims submitted go on your record for 5 years, which carries a surcharge. So I don't think the extent of this damage is quite severe enough, but you know, send over the photos. I'm sure if we just chat with a few more contractors.
Okay.
Charge a little bit more reasonable rates for the labor.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So
I'll send
look forward to your email, Juan.
Okay. Thank you for calling me back.
Of course.
Take care. Okay. Take care.